Ask your doctor about SkyRizzy today and visit SkyRizzy.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZY to learn more.
Good Saturday morning to Albia, Sheraton, Centerville, and all of Southern Iowa. Your skies for the day are sunny with a high of 82, turning into the overnight with clear skies, the low of 60. For your Sunday, skies will be sunny, the high of 76, with winds gusting as high as 20 miles per hour, with clear skies in the overnight, the low of 50.
It's Saturday morning and time for the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. Jason Summers brings you live interviews with the area's sports headliners.
Oh, that's horrible. That is some rude broadcasting, brother.
With clear and concise analysis.
Carter Isley!
Wow!
He stepped to the left or to the right. To the right.
Jason takes you through today's complex sports stories and makes them simple.
And this is Jason Summers, who will be ending the day. I am still jacked up on the dude.
And now, from his Community First Credit Union man cave.
Buckle up, boys. Don't look dull.
This might get hairy.
It's the Coach's Corner.
Attention, this is your captain speaking. I've got good news and bad news. The good news is we'll be landing immediately. Bad news is we're crash landing.
You're listening to the Coach's Corner live from Community First Credit Union on Thunder Country KIIC.
Hopes of no crash landing here this morning as the roaming man cave is on its way to Iowa City. Yes, indeed. Yesterday was Christmas morning for football junkies, and today is the day where you get to play with your toys. And the day after Christmas, Shane Holmes back at the KIIC Studios. Jason Summers on the way to Kinnick Stadium to watch the unveiling of the Iowa Hawkeyes taking on Illinois State. You Cyclone fans, you're going to get your first look at your Cyclones in the 24 edition of a highly anticipated upcoming football season as they take on North Dakota. A game you'll catch right here, home of the Cyclones. 12:30 is our pregame show. Back at the KIIC Studios, Shane Holmes. Shane, we got an amazing week one of football last night. Albion, the oldest rivalry, getting the thrilling win, and just a great way to get things going.
Yeah, we couldn't root it any better ourselves starting the season with a great rivalry and wow, what a great finish to such a close game last night. Fought hard by both teams on each side of the ball.
Well, eight games we brought you here on Thunder Country, and if you don't know this yet, and you'd be living in a remote part of the world in a box someplace, because if you've been around these parts, you know that you can catch all the games on thundercountry.tv. And again, you can download the Roku app and put it right on your TV or Amazon Stick. Easy going to get eight games all here in Southern Iowa, and including our newest addition, Ottumwa, the Bulldogs, last night. Jason Van Arkel brought the call that ball game, and what a thriller it was for the Bulldogs to get their first win of the season under new head coach and Phil Light. And I don't know if Jacob can play the sound bites of that ball game, but Jason Arkel brought that coverage for us, and we'll listen to his comments on the ball game that was last night.
Keep going.
And we'll maybe do that later. So I got to get Jacob better prepared. I need to tell him in advance what I'm doing so that he knows where we're going. You know, it's kind of like, Shane, you drove with me last night, and you know, red lights are evidently optional. That was a good surviving moment for all of us last night. But the night started with a little bit of suspense, and then last night it ended with a whole bunch of suspense. And how about that final play by Matthew Selby to end the ball game? Albia's bend but don't break, and then have to make a play defense last night.
Not only a great play, but great heads up play. You know, we talked about it last night where we thought he was just running the ball, and we didn't realize he knew he just wanted to run the clock down, and we knew that because he turned around to look at the clock and then knew he had how much time he had left and took a slide to end the game.
Well, one of the things that we're going to struggle.
think we might have lost Jason there, but
yeah.
Hey, just some more technical difficulties to get us through here in week one.
Of course. So back on Atumwa, Atumwa over Keokuk, 47-26. Jason Van Arkel sent over a post-game report, so let's go ahead and play that.
The Atumwa High football team started the season in style tonight at Schaefer Stadium, knocking off Keokuk 47-26. The Bulldogs put up 34 first-half points. They weren't perfect. They had four lost fumbles on the night, but the defense stepped up when it needed to, and Keokuk had no answer for the Atumwa ground attack. Senior fullback Cam Maneri, a huge night. 33 carries, 355 yards, and 5 touchdowns. Kobe Chantalavon added 113 yards and a 65-yard touchdown run as a part of that. Bulldogs improved to 1-0. They avenge a season-opening loss they suffered at Keokuk last year. Atumwa is on the road next Thursday night. They play at Mediacom Stadium in Des Moines against Des Moines Roosevelt. Again, the Bulldogs tonight beat Keokuk 47-26. For the Bulldogs Network, I'm Jason Van Arkel.
Once again, that's Jason Van Arkel of the Bulldogs Network. You can find that on thundercountry.tv. Now, Shane, a lot of games going on last night. Do you have those scores?
Yeah, let's run down some of the scores from last night. I-35 beat Pleasantville, a very good Pleasantville team. I-35 beat them 27-14. And then a highly ranked Bedford shut out Moravia 58-0 with Joe Cloyd and Alex Benjamin on the mic on that game. Last night, Melcher Dallas over Mormon Trail 62-6. We had West Burlington 48 over Wapello 48-6. Pekin over Cardinal 76-0. A tough North Mahaska team with a 43-0 win over EBF. Pat Powers and Mike Lane were on the mic there. Central Lee beat Van Buren County 13-8. PCM beat Sigourney Keota in a tight game by two very good teams last night, 54-14. And Jason Stewart, Jay Piercebacher over in Sheraton had the call on a 27-19 win for Davis County over Sheraton in a comeback win last night.
Well, good job.
Jamie Brockman over in Oskaloosa called the Oski-Washington game, and Washington got the win with a 21-14. Jason Van Arkel of Atumwa Bulldog Network on the call in Atumwa last night got the win over Keokuk. And their new head coach's first win with Atumwa as the head coach, 47-26. And then, of course, Albie over Centerville last night in a very exciting 13-6 game. All those scores were brought to you tonight by Albie Hy-Vee.
There you go, buddy. Good job out of Shane Holmes getting a breakdown of the scores last night. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. We're going to be joined up here with Coach Todd Ratliff here just momentarily as we continue here on the Coach's Corner. Missy Dustin's going to stop by. We'll talk some volleyball. And then at the bottom half of the hour, we're going to talk football as Coach Huber. And I have a feeling a few of the guys will be by to visit with us this morning as we take the roaming man cave on the road. And no Starlink on this journey, so we'll try to buckle up and go for a ride. This is Jason Summers, Shane Holmes back in the KIC studio, bringing you the Coach's Corner.
Summer is here, and at Community First Credit Union, we have to ask, have you thought about where you'd like to be next summer? Would you like to be in a new house, new vehicle, enjoying retirement? We have a hot deal to help. With a minimum of $1,000, get a 13-month certificate account at 5.15% annual percentage yield. And start building your savings this summer to be prepared for next. Get details and apply online today at c1stcu.com. Federally insured by the NCUA Equal Housing Opportunity.
Farming doesn't follow an 8-to-5 schedule. A slow week is 60 to 80 hours. My land, livestock, and family rely on me. That's why I bought farm insurance from Auto Owners Insurance. Because every policy comes with a local agent. A real person who lives right in my community who I can rely on to help keep my farm covered no matter what.
Visit Summers Insurance in Albia today at summersins.net.
No one likes to think about death, let alone plan for it. But making this important decision today allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind, free from the stresses and confusion immediately following death. Pre-funding a funeral is a thoughtful and loving act to remove the financial burdens from loved ones under difficult circumstances, and it ensures that your wishes will be carried out. It may seem intimidating to begin planning your own funeral. However, the staff at Tharp Funeral Home would be happy to meet with you under no obligation. Contact Tharp Funeral Home in Albia at 932-3129.
Hi, I'm Anna C. with Sheridan Valley Electric Cooperative in Albia. Stop by and see us at the Iowa State Fair. Visit our booth in the 4-H Exhibits building, where we'll be handing out plastic hard hats and suckers for kids while supplies last. Snap a picture in our co-op safety selfie station and try on authentic work gear too. Like and follow Sheridan Valley Electric Cooperative on Facebook and visit cvrec.com. And of course, have fun at the Iowa State Fair this year, everyone.
Stock up on everyday essentials at Menards and save big money. We're your one-stop shop for pet food and supplies. Blue Buffalo dog and cat food is made with real meat and natural ingredients that your pets will love. Save big on Blue Buffalo pet food at Menards, America's number one home improvement retailer for customer satisfaction, according to J.D. Power. Visit jdpower.com for details and menards.com for deals.
Save big money at Menards.
You're listening to the Coach's Corner live from Community First Credit Union on Thunder Country KIIC.
And we're back. I am here with Coach Todd Ratliff of the cross country team. And Coach, I'll tell you what, finally get these kids out there to get a run in a competition. I know they've been dying all year to show their skills, and I tell you what, you get to start at home, and then the boys start with a third place finish, and of course the girls get first place. Tell us a little bit about the meet this week.
Yeah, first of all, we were very fortunate that we were able to host a meet, you know, and we sure want to thank the golf course out there and them allowing us to have that facility. And, you know, Megan and Kyle Judge opened up their yard for people to park, you know, and that saves so much of the hassle that we've seen in the past. So just, you know, first of all, our venue, having it at home is great, and the work that Mr. Rebarger put in, and Coach Beal went out and helped Mark Lyons for a couple hours on Sunday, a couple more on meet day. So a lot of things go into that. You kind of just think, hey, just show up and you go run, but there's some things that have to be done in advance, and the people that help do all that, boy, I sure can't tell them enough how much I appreciate that. But yeah, what a fantastic day. You know, so young on the guy's side. Our senior leader's a junior. That's how young we are. And Cole Wilson's taken that role this year and doing an amazing job with it. And talking with him after the meet, you know, he said, hey, Coach, this is my first for real medal. I was like, what are you talking about? He was like, no, I was in the top 25. It wasn't because everybody who finished got a medal. And you know, I'm so proud of Cole and the leadership that he's providing them. Our top four runners were all sophomores. We've kind of got a youth movement going on in the guys' side with Ethan Yarkowski and Ethan Stalls are both graduating. You know, everybody's just stepped up, and the work that they put in led them to that. So Brendan Lehart was our number one finisher, and he finished in eighth place overall, and then right behind him was Ben Wilson, sorry, Ben, and then Dylan Reno, Guy Sample, all right there in the top 12, and we placed 10 guys in the top 28 of the meet. So we did a really good job of pack running. You know, when you're young and you're not quite sure what you've got yet, you go out and you run with the people that you run with every day, and the mentality there is you don't run with whoever's going to back off the most. You force yourself to stay with the guy that's running the hardest, and they did a spectacular job of that, you know, to pull out that third place win, you know, in front of the Pekin team out of the 19 meet was big. You know, Knoxville, really tough. They've got one of the top runners in the state there with Rankin and Van Buren as well. We got a number 7 ranked 2A kid on their team. But it was so fun to watch. And to see the home crowd, you know, huge thanks to them, because there were people everywhere cheering for the Blue. And, you know, as a coach who's been here a long time, to see that just continuing to happen is amazing. But so the third place finish there, a great meet for us. And you know, Dom Devers, another kid that was pretty spectacular. He's a 200-400 guy in track, right? And he decided, okay, let me see what this distance is about, and had no idea what he was doing, to be honest. And so I think we're going to see him get better. Camden Lehart as well, in that top 7. So just so many positive things that came out of that. I can't even really put that into words, because we have 9 freshmen out too. So we've got, like I said, a kind of a youth movement going on in that boys squad. So that was super fun. And on the girls' side, you know, again, we got to see somebody race who we've never seen race before. Came out to kind of maybe help with her wrestling, you know, but she's a competitor. And when you can get a competitor who puts work in like that, you know you're in for something special. So McKenna Montgomery was able to go runner-up. Her and Chloe Glosser for the last 5 years have been, you know, trading spots out on the course and on the track. And So McKenna was able to get second, and Paige Pops, in the new to the team, ended up getting third overall, and right in front of Serene Thompson, who we know is a two-time state qualifier. So with Paige running right there, that just makes that front of that lineup just tough as nails. And then you've got Olivia Sheffield and Lily Buckingham, you know, in their sixth year of running cross country in Albia. They know what it's all about. Sophie Heeman looked good. Reagan Carter, you know, the little engine that could, man, she was right up there in the mix of that too. So just watching them compete is what we wanted to do as coaches. So now we kind of got to see some of the things that that we weren't sure of and we were hoping for. But just overall, we had a spectacular night. Aaliyah Hood was another one there in the top 25 who medaled. So I'm excited. I mean, I know I told Jason last week I was excited to see him race. And now that I've seen him race, the excitement level just went way up because, you know, on the girls' side, coming out ranked number seven, that's a pretty good target on your back. So to be able to come out and double up points on, you know, a perennial contender in Pekin for the 1A schools, you know, they had to 64, I think, and we were able to score 31. So they were second. So it was a good win. As a team, and that's what I love. I love when the each individual on the team steps up and does their part. You know, we saw that last night on the gridiron. You know, every individual stepped up and stayed where it needed to pull out that win. And you know, our goal isn't to win every meet. Our goal isn't to get to state. Our goal isn't to win conference. Our goal is way more simple than that. It's just to be our best every time we get out there and lace the shoes up and go compete and have love for our teammates and do the right thing. So hands down, without a doubt in my mind, we accomplished those goals on Thursday night on both sides of the program.
Something you got to really be proud of as a coach, and I think this goes for everything going on in Albia right now, all the sports and band and everything, that your numbers are up. And, you know, kids aren't going to go out for something if they're not having fun. So you're making it fun, and winning's fun. And I love hearing that some of these underclassmen are up there competing with some kids that have had success. So, I mean, they're only going to get better from their freshman year to their senior year. So that's got to be a great thing for a coach to see.
Yeah, you know, so our numbers took another huge jump today, or this year, with we have 36, 37, I think, now in our program. So when you think about some of the schools our size and maybe having trouble just fielding a team of five, you know, to realize we have 17 girls and was at 21 guys, so 38, I guess, out. My math skills maybe not that good, but super happy. And the junior high program's got 14 or 15 out with Coach Atwood running that. So, you know, I think the program's in a good spot, and this program's in a good spot because of the kids that are out. You know, they come out and they're good leaders for the younger ones, and they take care of them. And, you know, I just so appreciative to be in my 26th year of coaching cross country here.
Coach Ratliff, tremendous job out of you guys first week, and congratulations. Manson here listened to it, and then seeing it unfold on Thursday for you guys, a great start, and it's going to be a whole bunch of fun this season. Thanks, Chris, for stopping by, and Shane had it right. You make it fun, and you make it simple. Simple, just be your best. That's a recipe for success.
Hey, thanks, Jason, and congratulations to the football team last night. Big shout out to Coach Huber. That was awesome.
Wasn't that fun?
Yeah.
Gosh, man, what a fun week to be a Lady D or a Blue Demon. And in a quick timeout, we'll come back and we'll talk about some Lady D volleyball. Coach Missy Dustin, as the Lady Ds get underway here right now. They're underway over at the high school. Missy and I had a chance to talk yesterday, and here's the conversation we had after this timeout.
U.S. Cellular noticed that phone use has gotten ironic. We go to see our favorite band in person, then watch them through our phones. That is ironic. Which is why U.S. Cellular created Us Mode, to help us reconnect with each other and use our phones less ironically. Visit uscellular.com/builtforus for a chance to win tickets to see Alanis Morissette live. No purchase necessary. Ends 8/31/24. For details, visit uscellular.com/official rules.
The pinch of today's inflation, from groceries to electric bills and everything in between. At Sheraton Quick Lane, they're not just about quality service. They're about putting money back into your pocket with their low-price tire guarantee offer. And military and first responders get an additional $70 rebate. Buy your tires local for the same price or less than any competitor's in-store price. When every dollar counts, come to Sheraton Quick Lane for their low-price tire guarantee and get a $70 rebate going on now at Sheraton Quick Lane.
Tackle tough jobs with the convenience of DeWalt battery-powered outdoor power equipment. Self-propelled walk-behind mowers, compact chainsaws, pole saws, hedge trimmers, folding string trimmers, power cleaners, and more. Powered by the DeWalt 20-volt max FlexBolt battery system designed to deliver maximum power, long run time, and high efficiency. Power of corded, freedom of cordless. Take on tough jobs with DeWalt. Stop into Legends Farm and Lawn, your local DeWalt dealer, located at Highway 5 South, for expertise in finding the right equipment for your outdoor power equipment needs.
This is Joe Kroll. Join us in Georgetown on Sunday, September 1st for the annual God's Portion Day event. Our featured items, 1 o'clock auction, include a handcrafted mirror by Deb Zapital made with some of the remaining wood from the rectory. In addition, we have a handmade quilt from Lisa Hermson made with Georgetown t-shirts. Many other items, including several ball tickets and several other beautiful items to auction. Make sure and join us for dinner. We'll see you in Georgetown September 1st.
Get in, get out, and get on with your day. That's how it gets done at Jim and Charlie's on North Clinton in Albia. Michelob Ultra, 24 packs are $21.99 plus deposit. Bud Light, select 55 Miller Lite, Coors and Coors Light, 24 packs, $19.99 plus deposit. Busch and Busch Light, 24 packs, $18.88 plus deposit. And Coke products in 24 packs are $10.99 plus deposit at Jim and Charlie's on North Clinton in Albia.
Concert on the Square, Saturday, August 31st in downtown Oskaloosa, featuring Cochran and Company. He called my name, and he stole my shame. And Ben Fuller. But the cross sets them wrong. Labor Day weekend in downtown Oskaloosa. Visit OskiFreeConcert.com for more details.
Here with me now is the outstanding head coach of the Abbey Lady volleyball team, Missy Dustin. Coach, man, here we go. It's go time. And you are like a cat on a hot tin roof and your girls, because you guys are every Saturday you're in action. There's
crazy.
You guys got a busy schedule always.
So this year, this week we normally would have played Thursday night in the Fairfield quad, which it last year got canceled due to heat. We picked up an extra tournament in that aspect, so we went ahead and stayed in an extra tournament instead of going back to the quad to get actually more games in our season. Unfortunately, that means, of course, you don't play during the first week where you're able to play until our home tournament. And so, we're starting out with our home tournament, and then we go right into conference play the following Tuesday with Knoxville at home, and then we go to Mount Pleasant, and then the following Saturday, the next Saturday, we have our JV tournament home, and then we're on the road to Osceola. So it's kind of crazy. We really only have 3 away games besides our tournaments this year on our Saturdays, and we're hitting 2 of them in the first 2 weeks. Our big one's Mount Pleasant, and Osceola's our big away, and then Eddyville. So, our away games for actually matches besides, tournaments are not bad, but they're all in that first week. And, we've kind of started off season. You're allowed 3 scrimmages, and we've done those 3 scrimmages. When you kind of look at some of those, we had an Oskaloosa scrimmage and faced, 4 or 5 different teams there, and then went down to Davis County and faced 4 or 5 different there. And then we actually ended last Saturday at Eddyville, and we actually played 8 different teams. So we physically played 4 hours of volleyball throughout the morning, and hot gyms with no air conditioning last Saturday. So, they've got a lot of touches in. We come back. I actually gave them Monday off. Hey, we're taking a day off. So they did end up getting a 2-day weekend on that, just because we've been going so hard, and the schedule gets pretty tough for the first couple weeks, and then we go to conference matches usually just once a week, and then we don't end till the following or the last week of season. We end on a Thursday with a home match, so we'll have 3 that week as well. But most of them, we're hitting 1 or 2 a week. Once we get past the beginning. But it's good to get playing.
Yeah.
So, the girls, the scrimmages, that's great. Of course, when you do scrimmages, you're going for time. Makes a little bit difference when you're keeping the points. So, I think everybody that does scrimmages are, you kind of see what you got, but then you're looking forward to actually being able to keep score. So before season started, we went to central scrimmage camp and faced 9 different teams over there, and they actually won. They lost one set. They ended up 19-1.
Wow.
So, and that was kind of a group of kids that, you know, we had a lot of players committed during different things during the summer, so we didn't really have even that full team of kids together for any practices before we even went. So it was kind of nice to see them kind of come together and pull that off. We just have to keep that mentality throughout the rest of the season and kind of gel a little bit more as a team once we get a rotation set a little bit more on where we're going. So it'll be interesting to see how it plays out. So a lot of good talent out there.
Yeah, I look at this team and, of course, a really strong senior class.
Yes.
You know, the girls that have been in the program, I think all of them, you know, the 5 I can think of are girls that have been in the program since
they were,
right,
yep.
And played in the youth program as well.
Yes.
So there's a lot of, I would say, a lot of expectations you and the girls must have for this season, and still pursuit of that very elusive conference championship.
Yeah. So, you know, we faced Eddyville the other day in a scrimmage, and of course you see what they get. And of course, you know, Schaefer twins are strong.
Yep.
But, you know, they've got two, you know, that height. I got a front row. I got 5 or 6 that's that height.
This is going to be one of the longest
crazy.
Teams
it's
you've
crazy.
Ever coached. I mean,
it's the tallest team I've ever had. We're still learning that aggressiveness. But it's coming, you know. We got to swing to get kills, not keep the ball, you yeah. know, a ball alive. But, you know, I've got, I'm going to say 5'11 and up, you know, 6.
Yeah.
At least. It's crazy.
That's a starting front line for a lot of colleges. You know?
So, yep. So we're actually, like you said, we got those, that 5 group of core seniors has been playing a while. You got, you know, Megan and Morgantino, Abby George, Chloe DeMoss. Avery Halstead. So, you know, you get that core group that's been playing, and then we add Claire Powers. I think the kid's grown a couple inches from last year. I think she's got to be 6'2 or so, you know, and has learned that she likes to hit quick balls instead of a high ball. So, you know, I'm proud of her on that. She kind of worked on that this summer and seen that she can do it, and now that's one of her favorite hits is a little bit of those quicker sets. And, you know, when you're that height, you're swinging over people.
Right.
You know, Avery Halstead's got to be 6'1", 6 foot. You know, we're up there. Tino Twins are at least 5'10". Abby George is relatively close to 6 foot. We got Ava C playing in the mix this year. You know, she's a little bit taller there. You know, it's kind of crazy. Morgan Hoskins will contribute. You know, she may not be as tall as others, but the kid can jump out of the gym. So what she lacks in height, she can make up for in her jump. Yeah, kind of crazy on that aspect. It's kind of nice to see.
So who's your libero? You've educated me
yeah,
on that terminology, I realize how important they are. So
yep.
who's that?
So
wear that jersey.
So Lily DeMoss will have that jersey again this year. So last year she led the conference in digs. So she is at it again this year.
She's not afraid to go get it.
I got to kind of rein her in. We got to play that perimeter of the court in a little bit. So we kind of had a discussion about, you know, balls to your left. We got to fix the balls to the left because she's really good at covering everything to her right. And at the scrimmage the other day, she got multiple balls to her left. So, you know, they're taking to heart what we need to fix to get to where we need to be at for season to start, and going after everything that we can. And that's kind of where we need to have that mentality, is not let the ball drop. We see that sometimes, and then sometimes we're inconsistent on that and kind of fall out of that. And we've got to get in that groove where, you know, that's 100% game. Like, we have to go for everything. And I think after our Davis County scrimmage, we went down and then played the Eddyville scrimmage, and we had that discussion after that about how, you know, you can't let anybody out hustle you. That's something that you can control, and so we're going to really try to focus on the things that we can control. And at the Eddyville scrimmage, I did see where we picked up on that, and, you know, kind of focus on what can we control, what can't we control. So our next area after the hustles are serving. So unfortunately, in our couple scrimmages, we were serving under 75% as a team, and that's unacceptable for us. 85% and above is acceptable. I prefer 90 and above. But
that's all fixable,
we're aggressive.
Right?
It's fixable.
Yeah,
it's fixable. We're extremely aggressive servers. You know, Davis County, we had 31 aces, but when you pair that with 31 errors. I mean, yeah. We had the same amount of errors as we had aces. It didn't do you any good. So, and the kids have seen the advantage, you know, of that and really working hard on that. And making sure that we know, hey, if the person in front of us misses, then we've got to make sure we get the next serve in. So they've got five or six areas that are 100% serve, and they have to get their serve in. You know, certain things out of timeout, first point of the game, game serve, person in front of you missed it, after long rallies. We're calling those 100% serves. And if they don't get that in, then, you know, there's a consequence for it.
Yeah.
So those are the ones that, you know, you got to bring that momentum back on your side on those times, and that starts with a serve. So we're working on that.
Yeah, you know,
putting some pressure on there.
That's a lot of pressure. But,
it is.
But the truth is, that is the pressure moments that you need to handle, because those are the momentum spots that really can swing a contest. And and there's a thin line when you're trying to win a conference title, and you've got this much talent, you've got to get those fine lines refined.
So I've kind of, you know, I reiterate a couple years ago, Sophie Weber was playing for us, led our team in ace serves, but also had a higher service percentage. So, you know, we know it can be done, and we've seen it done, where you can still be aggressive and still keep that high serving percentage. We just have to focus on, you know, when can you be aggressive, and when do you have to get it in?
Yeah.
So that's kind of what we need to focus on our serves. But it's going to be crazy.
An aggressive start to the season, no doubt about that, Coach. Yep. I'm excited about this team and this season, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And when's our first chance to get to see you in person? Well, besides today.
Yep. So have at least four matches today. We've got eight different teams, including us. There's eight teams here. And then the Tuesday at home against Knoxville, that's going to be our first. You know, that's their conference champs from last year. Ended up Knoxville over Eddyville. So we know we've got to, we're in that four-year rotation where we're in the last year where we finally will, like next year, Knoxville will be our last game instead of our first game. So we're finally in that rotation where we get rid of them for our first match. But it's always a good way to start out.
Yeah.
But it is always a tough game because they are scrappy and we have to be scrappy also. They did lose, you know, some of their key players. But I can guarantee you they've replaced them just as well as everybody else has in the conference. Our conference is so strong.
That's the way it's always been.
Yep.
I don't know if that changes. There will be one contest I think everyone will be looking at.
It's at home, too.
Yeah, you know, it's going to be one of the I just assume she didn't like the ball at all because the way your niece would attack, she was just a relentless. Abby was just fierce. And now she's going to be a fierce competitor.
Yep.
That's so, just Coach and Sheridan.
So I kind of look at this conference and you know, I'm kind of an old one anymore. You know, Gladys and I are the old ones in the bunch. You know, all of our competitors and our coaches and in these area schools are young. McKinley, well, was more. Yep. Not sure what her married name is. Sorry, he's down at Cardinal this year. You know, she played for Gladys. You know, she's close to my daughter's age. And then you got Abby's over at Sheraton. A young girl coming in from the Iowa City area, Casey Lewis, is down in Centerville. You know, Brooke Mason's been there for quite a while. And, of course, Molly in Knoxville. But, you know, we're bringing a lot of younger coaches in. You know, I got two new assistants. You know, both are young as well. You know, and that's good to see some of those younger coaches stepping in. You know, love Abby to death. She brings that energy. And I'm sorry, my... You know, she can bring that in. She always has. And she brings something to the court on that aspect. And our kids are going to have to be ready for that. You know, the one thing I always said with Abby is very vocal.
Yeah.
You know, you can't, you've got to step up and be vocal with it. You got to bring that energy. And, you know, the kids over at Sheraton are going to have a heyday with her this year. You know, proud of her on what she's doing over there. But it's going to be a fun match. When we matched up at, when we seen him matched up down at Davis County, you know, we're talking and that, and you know, it's, you don't want to give out your secrets, but yet you want to help your niece. So and it's kind of crazy because our club team, you know, I coached some of her Sheraton players. She coached some of our Abby players. So, you know, you just know it. Once you're in that volleyball world, you know, you know, the players in that, you know, their strengths and their weaknesses, unfortunately, on all the way around. But it's all about the game. You know, you'd go out and any given day, like we said, it's a game of mistakes. I've always said that. You know, it's whoever's going to make the least amount of mistakes that day, and tables can turn pretty quick in volleyball because it is a momentum sport. Mental sport, and you know, sometimes it's not all about skills on that aspect. On that, it's, you know, you don't have to hammer the ball down to get the kill. It's a placement on the court. So, you know, a lot of people don't understand some of that, but you know, it's, there's a lot of things to volleyball. And it's going to be a great season all the way around. I mean, just the talent in our conference alone is it's just unreal. I mean, it's just a fun conference to be in, honestly.
Cannot wait. Yep. Here we go. We're ready to go. That's Coach Missy Dustin, and we'll take a quick timeout. Come right back. You're listening to the fastest hour on all radio. The Coach's Corner will return after this timeout.
Ever wonder why people drive John Deere tractors? The answer is simple. Quality. John Deere has been producing quality equipment for nearly 200 years. And when we go head-to-head with the competition, our quality really stands out. The second you climb into that yellow seat, you'll notice the differences. Designed for real-world performance and comfort, our quality is more than paint deep. Get in the seat of a new John Deere and check out the difference for yourself at Sinclair Tractor, where we strive to earn your business every day. Visit us at Sinclair Tractor.
Summer is here, and at Community First Credit Union, we have to ask, have you thought about where you'd like to be next summer? Would you like to be in a new house, new vehicle, enjoying retirement? We have a hot deal to help. With a minimum of $1,000, get a 13-month certificate account at 5.15% annual percentage yield. And start building your savings this summer to be prepared for next. Get details and apply online today at c1stcu.com. Federally insured by the NCUA Equal Housing Opportunity.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Via the airwaves, the Roman Man Cave working his way to Iowa City, Iowa, taking the pregame show. But let's talk ball on a Friday. But you were a...
I'm back here at the studio. I have a little better reception than Jason right now, so I'm here being joined by Coach Huber. Coach, what a great game last night. It's got to feel good on a Saturday morning to wake up and have your team play so well.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of things we need to work on, but we're going to get better, and a win's a win, and bringing keeping that trophy at home is pretty special.
You're talking about some of the things you want to clean up a little bit. You guys had a few penalties last night, but you kind of expect that on a week one type of game. But the enthusiasm, how hard them kids played last night. I had to be really proud of them for that, for week one. And we knew they were going to come ready to play, but they played tough last night.
Right. And, you know, that game's always going to be a tough fought game. It's Centerville versus Albia, the oldest rivalry in the state. It really doesn't matter how good your team or how bad your team is. That's always going to be a rival game. It's always going to be close. And it's always going to be hard fought. That's what I've been talking about. Southern Iowa kids, I think, are some of the toughest kids in the state. And they're going to battle. But a lot of the mistakes and stuff last night can be fixed. You know, we'll grow this week. I think you make the most change in the first to second week of the season. So little things we need to fix, but we can do that. But again, our kids fought really hard last night, and I'm super proud of them.
Let's start up front with your offensive line. It seemed like you might have had a little bit of injuries there. You were a little iffy on who all was going to be put in there, but you had to be pretty proud of your offensive line up front last night.
Right. You know, and for not having the ball, I think last night we only had the ball 28 times. So didn't get a lot of time to really see what our line could do. I know we could do really well, but yeah, we were kind of banged up this week and some injuries, so we had to shift some stuff around, but our kids fought hard, and you know what, never gave up a sack last night, so super proud of them. And again, it's all stuff we can fix and get ready for next week.
Let's talk about that defense. They were on the field a lot last night, and you got a lot of guys that go both ways, but boy, you had to be really impressed with how hard they fought the whole game. They were out there a lot, and they just played tough all. I mean, the conditioning must have been great because they played tough all night long.
Yeah, those guys really put their heart and soul into that defense, and Coach O and his staff do a great job with that. But conditioning's been good. This week was a little difficult with the rain situation and the weather and stuff. We had to do things different, but our kids overcame that and just battling all night. You know, we talk about it being a grind, and you know, defense wins championships, and you can see what we do. And you guys were saying bend don't break last night, and Coach Crawl was saying on the headset, and we just kept doing that. And you just got to make things happen, and our kids were able to do that last night.
Hey, Coach, I'm going to get a question in really quick because I'm going up and down these hills getting to Iowa City. But making plays, Oh, my goodness, a guy that can make plays with his feet. Luke Wynn, he's you can see he has confidence in what he's doing. He never panic a moment. He can get himself in some stressful places, but just has the composure to see things develop before they're developed. And just the calmness to make plays, and he is a playmaker.
Yeah, he is. And the thing is, he's got good vision. I think that helps him, you know, from being a basketball player too. He can look down the court and see things, and he trusts his line and trusts his receivers that they're going to come back and make a play with him. So, you know, we got all the confidence in Luke and as the other players as well. But you know, that kid, he can just go make plays, and we trust what he can do. And he's kind of got his he can make his own decisions out there. Stuff starts happening. So really proud of him and seeing how far he's came. He's made a lot of strides from last year as well, but great player last year and a better player this year.
Good coach, a couple of players I want to touch on, and that's your linebackers. Cooper Bradley, just tough as nails. He flows the ball. And then you got a new dog in the hunt, and that's Fletcher Mick. And that boy, man, he is a hound dog looking for the target, and the target's a football player with a football.
Yeah, you know, those guys really did well last night. Cooper, you know, second year at that linebacker position, so he's coming along and taking the charge on that defense, and then Fletcher stepping right up with him. They may have a really good combo inside there, and just tough physical kids, and if they want to go get somebody, they're going to get them.
I think we might have lost Jason there, so... Let's step back on the sophomores. You know, it'd be great as a head coach to have so much great play out of your sophomores. You had Fletcher Mick, and then Buckingham had a great return, and Gage Chance. You know, there's three sophomores right there to make a big difference last night. That's got to be great for your program.
Well, right. And, you know, we talked about that after the game, that win's not just for the seniors. That's for everybody, the freshmen, the sophomores, juniors, and seniors. We all have guys stepping in different positions. We got scout teams. We got guys doing stuff that's going to help the team. And that's how we look at things. That, you know, it's a team game. We're going to celebrate those victories as a team. We'll you know, worry about the losses as a team as well. But when you guys got guys filling in and stepping up, that's what you need. You got to have those guys that fill those spots. You got to have guys that are willing to do things other kids don't want to do to make your team successful. And that's what a lot of these younger kids are doing.
Last night we touched on the final play of the game with Selby with the great interception and the great heads-up play. How's Grace as a coach that know your football players got so much football knowledge and a good football head on his shoulders?
Well, it's pretty nice to know that too, but I will say these kids are pretty smart in the classroom, so they're smart on the field and off, and that's something you need to be proud of. We got a ton of kids that were academic all district last year, and I think it shows. I mean, you got to have football smarts, but you got to have academic smarts too to know that stuff, and just knowing that play heads up, you know, we look back and we could have done that on the other end of the field too offensively, but it's a little hard. You see wide open space, not score a touchdown, but we just wanted to make it a thrill for everybody. But no, our kids are smart and super proud of them. And I think that's just, you know, their dedication to the game of football and wanting to learn and get after it.
So after the win, it's always it wasn't a very long bus ride home, but those bus rides homes are a lot even quicker, shorter when you have a great victory last night. And how did it? I mean, it looked like they were just excited, you know, expectantly. They'd be excited, but what was the atmosphere of the team on the way home last night?
You know, it was really fun in the locker room. On the way home, I think it got pretty tiring because we were pretty jacked up till we got outside of Centerville, and it got a little quiet. I think everyone was a little tired and sore, but, you know, getting to celebrate with the team in the locker room and, you know, knowing that, hey, we won the game, it's exciting to see the kids' faces and the coaches' faces to see that victory and be able to keep the trophy and just how hard we played and the stuff we've overcome last couple of years. It's pretty special.
Hey, Coach, real quick, we talked about this last night in the locker room show, I just think it's an important element. You got a smart team, and that's for sure. Those seniors are outstanding and smart with a lot of heart, and I think this was a heart win for our program last night. Those two big plays, Baker with the knockdown, Selby with the interception, the bend-don't-break defense, and then the offense doing as much as it could with as little time as it had to do it. But, Coach, you come off a big win over Centerville, a rivalry, the longest rivalry in high school football, and then you got in 2 weeks Albion Sheraton, maybe equally in rivalry. And right between it is this next game, I-35, and, Coach, nobody likes a sandwich in football.
No, you know, and we watched film last night, I think at 1:30 on I-35 already, and they changed up their offense. So they're more of a wing T style team. They're running kind of what Central Lee does, and they were able to pull off the win against Pleasantville. They're no pushover team. They're tough. They got some good guys. So you can't overlook anybody. And we're just taking one game at a time. And again, it's just fundamental stuff we got to get back to and fix some things up that we've seen last night. And good things are going to happen for the Demons. But again, one game at a time and fix the things you need to do and good things will happen.
Congratulations, Coach. A tremendous opening win, thriller, and I love the bend but don't break defense. They had to make plays, and boy, did they do it. And two seniors making big plays defensively, and just a great win for the Blue Demons. And, Coach, I want to come back, and Sheen's going to interview some of our players. We got some of the stars from last night, so we'll take a timeout. We'll come back, and we'll talk to some of these stars that put together that big rivalry win last night, a 13-6 thriller. Down in Centerville, Shane Holmes will be on location to interview these outstanding players when we come.
Farming doesn't follow an 8-to-5 schedule. A slow week is 60 to 80 hours. My land, livestock, and family rely on me. That's why I bought farm insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, because every policy comes with a local agent. A real person who lives right in my community, who I can rely on to help keep my farm covered no matter what.
Visit Summers Insurance in Albia today at summersins.net.
No one likes to think about death, let alone plan for it. But making this important decision today allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind, free from the stresses and confusion immediately following death. Pre-funding a funeral is a thoughtful and loving act to remove the financial burdens from loved ones under difficult circumstances, and it ensures that your wishes will be carried out. It may seem intimidating to begin planning your own funeral. However, the staff at Tharp Funeral Home would be happy to meet with you under no obligation. Contact Tharp Funeral Home in Albia at 932-3129.
Hi, I'm Anna Siva, Sheridan Valley Electric Cooperative in Albia. Stop by and see us at the Iowa State Fair. Visit our booth in the 4-H Exhibits building, where we'll be handing out plastic hard hats and suckers for kids while supplies last. Snap a picture in our co-op safety selfie station and try on authentic work gear too. Like and follow Sheridan Valley Electric Cooperative on Facebook and visit cvrec.com. And of course, have fun at the Iowa State Fair this year, everyone.
Stock up on everyday essentials at Menards and save big money. We're your one-stop shop for pet food and supplies. Blue Buffalo dog and cat food is made with real meat and natural ingredients that your pets will love. Save big on Blue Buffalo pet food at Menards, America's number one home improvement retailer for customer satisfaction, according to J.D. Power. Visit jdpower.com for details and menards.com for deals.
Save big money at Menards.
And we are back on Coach's Corner, and I am joined by senior center Grant Powers. Grant, I'll tell you what, the offensive line really helped move that ball last night. You guys really looked good, and I was thinking about this last night. As much as Wynn runs, how hard is that to block for him? Because those are some of those running plays, or I don't even know if they're on the fly or not, but it's hard not to get called for holding on some of that.
Oh, man, he really likes to roll out. It's a specialty, I think. He likes going out, and we got to block for him for a good while.
And were you guys pretty happy with your performance last night on the line?
Yes, I really like our first drive, really punching the mouth, showing it right from the start. That was a big one. And then there at the last drive, it was a big deal.
And I noticed that it looked like all the snaps were really clean last night. That's a big thing, you know. We always talk about the center touches the ball more than anybody, really. So you had to be pretty proud of yourself on that.
Yeah, I'm starting to get down. Hopefully, no more bad snaps, and I think I'm starting to get down.
So when you're on the sidelines watching that interception at the end of the game, was there a little emotion there?
Oh yeah, I love my cousin and brother Matthew Selby, and I just had to let it all out. I ran out there and trucked him, and that's what started the dog pile.
So we'll get some more of your brothers on here. If we get Rowan in the hot seat here, we'll ask him a couple questions. Rowan, the defense just played phenomenal last night, and you guys were on the field a lot of the game. Were you even feeling any of that pain for being out there, or was it just so much excitement you were just happy to be playing?
I wasn't really feeling much. Maybe towards the end I got a little tired, but we had a couple big stops really towards the end. They kind of marched down, but then got some big stops in the red zone.
So where were you at on the field? What were you thinking when they threw that final pass and it got intercepted there?
I was right there by Matt when he caught it. And I was going to lead block for him if he wanted to try to return it, but he ended up just sliding, which was probably a good call. And I jumped right on top of him after he got down.
So when you guys left the locker room, I noticed, like, I think the whole crowd was just there waiting for you guys to get back on the bus. What did that feel like?
That was awesome. You love to see the town coming in and supporting us, and they love to see us with the trophy, too, as much as we do.
Let's go on the offensive side. Once again, that line played really good last night. What were your thoughts on the first game of the year with the offensive line play?
We got some young guys because we lost a couple last year. I was impressed with the line. With some new guys coming in, they did pretty good, I thought.
All right. Well, we're going to get Baker in there behind you, and we'll put him back in the hot seat. One of the biggest plays last night, you know, it was they were going for two, and thankfully we had Casey Baker right there to make an awesome play. You just got your fingertip on that ball and knocked it out. Did you hear the roar of the crowd on that play, or was he not thinking nothing but just happy that you made it?
I don't know. I don't even remember it, to be honest. I was just so amped up on adrenaline there that I just can't even remember what happened. I remember talking to Coach O right before the play. He said, just trust your instincts, do what you do, and everything will be fine. And that's exactly what happened. Got a big two-point conversion stop.
So that's kind of an out-of-body experience there. You like seeing somebody else almost doing it as a buddy.
Absolutely. I mean, I was screaming so loud I thought I was going to black out. I mean, I was jumping up and down. I had people on top of me. It was awesome.
I was on Facebook today, and there's a lot of good pictures. And I think there was one of them had your face after that. You were just showing your muscles after that play. It was awesome. All righty. We'll get Bradley Cooper in here. Bradley, every time I actually missed a play on you last night, I gave credit to somebody else real quick, and then I thought, you know, if I'm going to name the wrong person, it should be you, because I think you're in on, like, every tackle of the game. So I'll never make that mistake again. But I tell you what, we were kind of calling you the Bobby Boucher of this team last night. You're just in on every play. You play such good defense. What were your thoughts on the game last night?
Yeah, I thought we were physical. We knew it. We had an idea on what their offense was going to be, and we pretty much shut them down.
You know, I was really impressed with the team last night. I didn't feel like it was the first game of the year. You guys, we have so many seniors back, and you guys really played very heads-up, experienced football. Where do you think your goals of this team is going to be this year?
I think our goals are pretty high. The first game of the season looked pretty good. We got a few things to touch up on, but we should be all right.
So, Centerville had a really strong runner in that running back last night. How hard was he to bring down all night?
Oh, he was pretty hard. I'm a little sore after all those tackles, but you know, just got to do what you got to do.
Well, you think you're sore. Imagine him. I mean, how many times did that kid get hit last night?
Yeah, he just ran the ball every play, pretty much.
So, what was your thoughts at the end of the game there after that interception? I know I'm kind of asking everybody that, but it was such a great play, and what an amazing way to end the first game of the year. What was your excitement level on that?
Oh, I saw him throw the ball, and I was like, oh, boy, this might be bad or it might be good. And then I turned around and saw Matt right there. And I was like, yep, it's game over.
All right. Well, we're going to get Matt, the man we've been talking about all morning, right up here in the hot seat. Headphones are a little fun to play with there. We're here with Matt Selby, a game-winning interception last night. Centerville kind of had a scare. They kind of got back in the game there. We had a penalty towards the end of the game, got him in a good driving position, and just a great play to finish the game for week one. And what was your thoughts after you made that interception?
Man, I don't know. I kind of blacked out. I was just so excited. I'm glad I looked at that clock and got down, yeah.
So we were in the booth. We were, like, screaming, get down, because we thought you were just going to try to run it back in. You know, your kid gets the ball. You want to score with it. You know, you don't always get the ball a lot on defense. So we were so great to see you turn around and look at that clock to see how much time was left and then take a slide. What a good heads-up play. You know, it's game one, first week, and that might be the game, but that might be the play of the year starting week one. What are your thoughts on that?
Man, I was just doing my job.
All right, so I'll ask you a question I was asking the rest of these guys. It was so cool to see the crowd when you guys came out of the game last night. What were your, after such a great win, the emotions were so high, you guys were holding that trophy up. What a great trophy to win. What was your thoughts when you come out and see the crowd there meeting you?
it was just awesome. Everybody's, the town, the whole town came out, and just so proud to be an Albion.
Great. So we got our first win under our belt. Now it's time to move on to I-35. You think Albie can keep this momentum going to take it out on the Roadrunners?
Absolutely.
All right. And so I'm guessing you guys are a day short on this week of practice. Oh, you get to practice on Monday. That's awesome. You guys won't miss out any time, and you guys will be ready to. You got two games on the road. So the first one turned out pretty good. What do you think going to I-35 will be like?
I've never played there before, but I know we can get the job done.
And that's always something fun, to play at a new stadium, see the surroundings.
Yep.
All right. I don't know if Jace is still on the line, and if he has any questions.
Well, I just got a thing to ask Matthew. Matthew, and when you saw the quarterback roll to that side, when you were breaking down where the receiver's at, what drew you to knew to be in that spot?
Well, I saw him drop back, and I kind of got pretty excited. I knew he was going to throw it over there, and just went and got that ball.
And turning around to looking at the scoreboard, you weren't looking for the score. You were looking for the time. As you grabbed that ball, what was going through your head? Because that was such a big moment.
I knew. I wanted to get that clock down to zero. Didn't want to take any chances with having a fumble on the snap or anything. So I was like, I'm going to get this to down to zero and, get down. Sorry, Grant. Didn't mean to.
So the final question I have for a young man is, first of all, I know you had a heavy heart last night, and that was a big moment for you and your family. But where did you get your football knowledge from? From your Uncle Michael or your dad, Jeremiah?
I have to say it's a mix. Don't want to hurt anybody's feelings.
No, you don't. But one final question, because we're about ready to leave the airway here. Is it going to be a Hawkeye State this year or a Cyclone State?
Oh, Hawkeyes, baby. Let's go.
That's what I thought I'd get out of that young man. A very smart kid. We saw that, Shane Holmes. And congratulations to all the Blue Demons. And congratulations to you, Matt. And our prayers do go out to your family and your grandma, a tremendous person. And a big shout out to the Ogle family and all the extended family, and that's a huge family that I'll dedicate that one on your behalf for your grandma, which I know it was.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
All right, the Blue Demons victorious last night. A thrilling ending to a great week one, Shane Holmes, and great job out of you carrying the show today, and congratulations to all the kids. And Shane, you getting ready to sit in and watch the Hawks play this afternoon?
Yeah, I don't get to be there like you, but I'll be at home with my pom-poms getting ready to cheer them on.
Very good, Hawks and Illinois State. And then Cyclone fans, you can get your fix here at 12:30 as we'll bring you the pregame show with the 2:30 kickoff, North Dakota coming to Ames. And of course, we'll be back at it again next week as we begin a weekly football with Friday morning preview, 7 o'clock at Hardee's, all the way to midnight next week. And then, of course, the home of the Cyclones and the Chiefs as we'll begin NFL play on Thursday. This is Jason Saylor. So long. Have a great Saturday.
The only